Me the sage, you the fool, Katrina, where were you? From, Real Up Human, Anita Tu, Anthony Tony White. Date, September 20th, 2005-5:04 AM TO, Black Tony White. Your sage here tells you you are the fool, silence and ignorance is your domain, from a web blog of others out here, mine is of the worldly plane. When it is time for you to see, the fucked up human ways you be. That is then and only when in your own way, you'll find and be of real up quality. When in real up human ways, you can call me, to correct your homosexual savagery, for in 2005, you are a part of that fucked up history. Don't expect to call all right, unless it is of real up quality of right. In the mind way, September 20th, 2005. This poem comes from Ruth Atwell. Pierre, where were you and what did you do, when Katrina blew? Where were you when Katrina hewn her path, when she poured out her wrath? When she opened her horrid mouth, and devoured America's beautiful South? Were you carefree, living in a haven of safety? Were you fearfully seeking shelter from her catastrophic winds? While frantically looking for kin and friends, did the survivor in you arise as hunger began to take its toll? Or did lustful greed have you looting a television in exchange for your soul? While forced to live like a beast in a cage, were you a gentle one or did you violate others with a rapist's rage? Did you lend the vulnerable your hand, or bury your head in the sand? Were you in the spirit of prayer for those who were in harm's way, or were you consumed by your day? What did you do with this news? While the winds were calm and the skies still sunny and blue, did you prepare for the worst and pray for the best, or were you of a slothful spirit of which God detests? Did you fall with a prayerful spirit upon your knees, or in Him do you not believe? I can tell you where I was and what I did do, and hope you can say it was the same for you. In my home is where I was nestled in place, surrounded by the Father's arms, spared by His mercy and grace. Why or how I do not understand, that it was me, one of many that was spared from Katrina's reign of tyranny. For myself I find my eyes filling with tears of relief, intertwined with tears for others of astronomical proportions of grief. In my heart resides an attitude of eternal praise, as my hands to God, I do raise. Katrina's winds blow no more. Rest assured the South shall be restored.